In the new book, Mistrial, an inside look at how the criminal justice system works and sometimes doesn't, Mark Garagos and Pat Harris, two of America's leading criminal defense attorneys, take readers inside some of the most compelling and sensational trials of the past 20 years. They've worked on cases that involve celebrities, Michael Jackson, Chris Brown, Winona Ryder, Mike Tyson, and on cases that have made ordinary people into celebrities, Susan McDougall, Scott Peterson, Gary Condit. Going behind the legal scenes, Garagos and Harris assess the dramatic changes that have occurred in our judicial system. They say the system is heavily weighted toward the prosecution, and this imbalance has resulted in overcrowded jails, judges who waver on the bench, and DAs who jail innocent people. Again, the name of the book is Mistrial, an inside look at how the criminal justice system works and sometimes doesn't. And it's a pleasure to welcome Mark Garagos and Pat Harris to the program. Thank you very much for being with us, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for bringing us.
So, Mark, let us begin with you of how this book came to be.
Well, you know, actually, we were sitting in a bar watching a basketball game in New York, and some guy kind of wandered into the table next to us and recognized us, and he looked like he was probably over a .20 at the time, and started hassling us about the clients we represent and how do you sleep at night and this, that, and the other thing. And finally, after about 15 minutes, and he was getting in the way of me concentrating on the basketball game, I turned to him and asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said he was a civil lawyer. And I turned to Pat and I said, you know, when the civil lawyers don't get it, maybe we should write that book that people have been asking us to.
When you look at this, Pat, as far as I mentioned, the title is Mistrial. We have a criminal justice system, as the subtitle indicates. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Is it mostly a good system?
I think one of the conclusions we make in the book is that you hear everyone say in the court system, well, it's not perfect, but it's the best system in the world. And what we talk about is yes, we do agree in the end that it is still the best system in the world, but it's cracking at the edges. And what's happened is the founding fathers could have never understood or even thought about things like Google, 24-hour cable, Twitter, those kind of things. And we're getting a system now that is more and more, it's got problems in terms of how we're going to deal with these issues. And what you're seeing is a system that's cracking at the edges. So, yes, it is still the best system in the world, but it is a system that's going to have changes in the next decade.
Given the high profile of the cases that you and your firm work on, Mark Garagos, do you play by a different set of rules in the sense of that things are a little bit different than they would be for a trial that was taking place here in Columbia County?
Well, yes, I will tell you that that the rules are different, but I don't necessarily think that they favor the client. I think that what you have is people tend to get, and when I say people, the judges, the prosecutors, tend to get paralyzed by the scrutiny that a high-profile case brings. So a case that normally might be resolved at a lesser amount of sanctions on somebody tends to get hit heavier just because your client is well-known or high-profile. And that shouldn't be. That's not equal justice. In fact, I always say, God save me from the equal justice that celebrity clients get.
But it is, in the sense, they are. There's a lot of media attention, and you address that in the book as well. That if you take that out of the equation, things are a little bit different, right?
Correct. But the problem is, the whole calculation of going to trial, for instance, can you go to trial if you've got somebody who's high profile? As opposed to somebody who's not. It makes it extremely difficult. There was the old expression that I often tell people, you can beat the rap but not the ride. I mean, the idea of going through the media firestorm that a high-profile client has to go through is something that a lot of times you can't ever weather. There was famously that Secretary of Labor who was indicted many years ago, I think his name was Ray Donovan, who was quoted after he was acquitted saying, okay, now where on the courthouse steps, now where do I go to get my reputation back? I mean, you know, there's always people who are going to assume that just because you were charged with something, even if charges were dismissed or you were acquitted, that you were still guilty. And that has kind of permeated the system at all levels.
What kind of case, Mark, I'll get your thoughts on this first, and then I'll ask Pat, but what kind of cases do you look for? What do you want to personally represent and work on, both for you and your firm?
Well, I'll tell you, we're fortunate. We've gotten to the point where we can pick and choose what kind of cases
Absolutely.
We're going to handle at this point. And one of the things that I want in a case is I want to feel charged by the whatever the cause is. If it's somebody who I think is getting jobbed by the system, they're being overrun by the system, that's something that appeals to me. If it's increasingly we're doing more civil cases that involve suing large corporations that I think are doing harm to consumers. I think that's something that gets the kind of competitive juices flowing.
Pat, you were recently named as one of the top 100 trial lawyers in America. You are a regular contributor on legal issues for both Fox and CNN. So when you look at your place in this and where you're most comfortable within the system, where would that be?
Well, I think realistically, anytime you are a defense attorney, anytime you make the decision to be a defense attorney, you realize that you're not going to be going in for miscongeniality. You're not going to be it's not going to be a popularity contest. So I think you have to come to grips very early on with the fact that juries are going to look at you askew when they walk into the courtroom because you're the defense attorney, and you have to get comfortable with that very early on. And I had a very interesting case recently, about a year ago, where my client actually beat up a priest who had sexually molested him 40 years earlier, and it was sort of an amazing thing because people were actually cheering me, and when I'd go into the courtroom, they would actually, people would be out marching and having signs and cheering me to go on. And it was such a different experience because you're used to the exact opposite.
Right.
And I think what you have to do as a criminal defense attorney, you have to get comfortable with that role, and you have to say, look, I'm doing exactly what the founding fathers set down, and I'm proud of that.
So in the minute we have left, Mark, what do you hope people get out of the book?
Well, first of all, I think it's extremely entertaining, so I think it's a good read, and that's what I wanted. I didn't want it to be a polemic. I think that they'll come away from reading the book, hopefully, with the same kind of impression I have, which is that that old saw, that the pendulum has swung too far in the direction towards this kind of prosecutorial bent, and that it's time to kind of do what I think America was designed to do, which is challenge authority, understand that the tyranny of the majority is a scary thing, and understand that individual liberty can be fought out in a courtroom, writ small, every day across this country.
Mark Garagos and Pat Harris are the authors of Mistrial, An Inside Look at How the Criminal Justice System Works and Sometimes Doesn't. It is published by Gotham. Mark and Pat, I thank you very much for spending time with us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Great pleasure. The name of the book is Mistrial, again published by Gotham. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.